Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right. You have a second, grab a pen. This might be important. You never know.
Hopefully it's not, but yeah. It might be.
A little public service announcement for you. Apparently 911 services are down in Seattle. So if you do have an emergency, instead of calling 911, you should call 206-625-5011 and ask for Donnie. Again, that's 206-625-5011 and ask for Donnie.
They seriously said ask for Donnie.
No, but just see what happens. I mean, if someone's there, just see if he's around. Oh, now we have time for a few emails here from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthday request, guys, I was wondering if you could put out a birthday shout out for me to my little girl. Her smile is addicting and brightens everyone's day. So how about for Keelan's birthday, could you give her a little kid fish sandwich from the dad, Kyle?
Fish sandwich.
Guys, today is my husband's birthday, Tom Snyder.
Wow.
Tom Snyder.
Man. Light one up.
Yeah. He listens to you guys every day. Could you please give him a birthday shout out? It's all he asked for his birthday. That from the wife, Sabrina, who wanted to make extra special sure you got it, your penis is too small. Bitches, please wish my wonderful fiancé, Matt, pronounced El Matador, a very happy birthday. He is 30 years old. He would love some turtle wax and some shotgun gits, and maybe the dirty Germans talking about what a diesel mechanic does on his dirty 30. Lots of love, guys. That from Renee.
Yeah, these diesel mechanics. It's good that you work on the diesel, because diesel has a very bad, unique aroma. I get the feeling it will be very much the same tonight.
Yeah, like most mechanics, I assume he plays with his hoses in his drive shaft.
Yeah.
Guys, it is my baby brother, Big Iron Bubba's 30 today. He's the best uncle to his nephews and niece and the best father. So proud of you, little Bubby. Love always your sister Stephanie and niece Kylie. Please give him a Coach Ted pep talk about heading into his 30s and leaving the fun 20s behind.
I'll tell you what, that right there is a negative attitude the coach won't stand for. Why is it only the 20s get to be fun? Maybe he's entered a new decade where you could have a ton of fun. That's right, the 30s. Christ almighty, look at Brady. He's in his 40s still playing in the NFL. Enough of this 20s crap. We're 30s people now. Let's go win.
Patolos, hallucinogenics, Cheeto Puffs, and Rolos. Today I'm officially a half century old. Not sure if anyone else is going to mail. You fine, Jen. So I wanted to congratulate myself on making it to the Big 5-0. Unfortunately, your show was only 4 hours. Now I hope I can make it another 50, because I really want to see my kids argue about who's going to take me out in public and who is going to change my diaper. Rock on, bitches. We need live music. The hell with COVID. That from Kyle the Man. Give him a, your penis is too small. Or Freak Show, or whatever he goes by. That's, you can't go by Freak Show if you're 50. I think that's, you got to retire that one.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't know that that's what people call you.
Yeah. Bitches, it's my wife of 31 years, Dawn Marie, pronounced Sassanach. It's her 55th birthday. Please have the dirty Germans tell her what she can expect from her evening activity after some blended scotch whiskey and dinner. Thanks, guys. That from Matt.
Yeah, if you're drinking blended scotch, I think you can expect to feel things in every available orifice.
Yes, you know, I expect that from a Dawn Marie. Two names, blends of whiskeys.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody in the audience today. See my friend Ash is here. Let's give her a little Miley Cyrus. Hey, Ash.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad you can make it.
All right. So today the head chef's going to coach up a little bit, probably teach up, on how basically five ways we're eating Italian food wrong. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to hurt.
It is going to hurt.
Right, because a lot of these things we like.
So with this,
we're American.
If we were in Italy, we would be doing this wrong. However, because we're in America, we do it the wrong way and just don't care.
Yeah, some of the things on here are just they wouldn't have in Italy.
Okay. All right.
But some of them are kind of things they have in Italy. We just kind of have them in the wrong order.
All right.
All right.
Right. So we'll start with something easy. Eating garlic bread with pasta or as an appetizer. I mean, you never see that in Italy.
No.
Right. It's basically an Olive Garden thing, not really an Italian thing.
Really?
I'm fine with that.
That's
Italy,
what I'm saying.
You're missing out. It's delicious.
What if we got focaccia bread? I guess that would be okay, right?
I don't know if they use a whole lot of bread with their dishes. I mean, but look, one thing that we love doing here in the U.S., man, is we like to have a bread product to soak up whatever the flavor is of the other thing we're eating, right?
Plus, when you go to, like, one of those high-end restaurants, they got that little bowl of, like, herbs
oil,
and oil.
And balsamic vinegar and all that
stuff. Yeah.
Am I the only one in the world trying to get diarrhea? You know, like,
no.
I see it. It looks like I'm dipping my bread.
You're
like,
missing out.
No, I do it, but I'm always like, this is straight-up oil, man.
Sometimes you can make your own
eating
potato.
Oil.
Yeah. I mean...
It's good.
It's an oil and vinaigrette, basically salad dressing.
But as opposed to the other things I put in my body that I know are going to make my stomach hurt.
You know what? That's true.
I'll take dip in fancy
vinegar
bread.
Vinegar and olive oil aren't going to kill you.
I love vinegar.
Yeah.
I like doing shots of it.
Wow. Okay. You like it more than me.
Do you do the shot of like Bragg's a night?
I don't do it all the time, but if I'm at somebody's house and they're mixing up a vinegar drink, I'm always like, give me a shot.
Yeah.
Plus, it's one of those party moves, like kind of stuns people. They're like, you really going to do a shot of apple cider vinegar? Did I ask for it?
It really cleans your palate out.
Obviously, I'm an alcoholic, yes.
When I was a kid, we always ate crabs. My Uncle Phil would always do it. Because it was like, God, he's so tough. Ordering stuffed crust pizza. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, that was made up within the last, decade or two?
I expect that's a purely U.S. thing. And frankly, I think we've improved.
I don't want my pizza with stuffed crust. I've never had it to a point where I'm like, I'm going to get this again. I think pizza's just fine by itself.
It is, but the stuffed crust, it's like, look, a burger's fine, but if you had cheese, well, nothing wrong with a cheeseburger.
I guess so.
I think stuffed crust has its time and place. I'm not going to order it all the time, but sometimes, man, you're just like, I want a stuffed crust pizza. Because it's like eating pizza and then having a little tiny calzone on the side.
Right. All right.
That makes a little hoot.
I would probably eat less pieces.
Well, slices. Sure. Yeah. That's extending the life of the pizza.
And you can get your kids to eat the crust. You know, kids always freak out with the crust of anything.
Right.
Stuffed crusts are all in all.
I've seen the ones with the garlic knots on the end.
I was going to say.
Those look pretty good.
And then Pizza Hut for a while, it wasn't even one stuffed crust. It was like three little, it was like garlic knots, and then they had one that had cheese inside of those.
Damn.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I was a kid, I think, when the first stuffed crust came out.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing. Just like, you got to be kidding me.
This is too much.
We can eat it from the back?
That's what she
says. Yes, you can.
Stuffed crust pizza, obviously the clearest example of why American pizza isn't real pizza in Italy. Also, one thing we do in America that even if it's just a Italian pizza that they would a pizza in America that they would say that's like real Italian pizza. No more than three toppings.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But what about a meat lover's?
I think it's too much.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Mm. I say two topping maximum.
I don't mind three. I just don't like ham on my pizza. So to me, lovers, the ham shows up. And I realize I'm good with pepperoni sausage. Throw in some green pepper, onion.
The hardest thing with me on that is like when I go to Mod, because I treat that place like Subway. Yeah, put some of that on there, put some of that on there,
right,
put
right.
some of that on there. It's just hard for me to go like just two things. Last time I was there was two things.
I will say three is a good limit to me. Two meats and a veggie.
Okay.
Does it have to be a veggie?
For whatever reason, I really like green peppers on a pizza.
And if you get green peppers, then you can get ground sausage, right?
Well, they offer it.
Yeah.
Adding Parmesan after your food's been served.
This is a tough one.
If you did it in Italy, it would be an insult to the chef himself.
It is. It's like ordering steak sauce with your steak at a steak restaurant. The chef's going to say, man, I prepared the steak and now you're slathering it in sauce to kill the taste.
Correct. But also at a steak sauce, at a steakhouse, they do offer sauces.
They do.
Right.
You know, it's still an insult to the back of the kitchen, though.
Not really.
I expected,
okay. I mean, if you ask for A1, we might get irritated, even if you like A1, whatever. But if they made sauce, it's like it's something that's supposed to go with the food.
It's something that they whipped up, sure.
And sometimes that sauce can bring out more flavor.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's like with barbecue. I'm one of those purists, you know, not Carolina styles, it comes with sauce. But like, sure. I like to taste the meat, but then sometimes also you want to add sauce after.
Right? I agree 1,000% on that. Texas style especially, man. Yeah. Eat the meat. The meat is good. Just put the sauce, like in a ramekin. If you want to dip a little, that's fine, but it doesn't need it.
Right, exactly. Judge me on my meat.
But I definitely love Parmesan cheese, man.
Yeah.
I do too. It's great. And it also helps out crappy little pizzas.
Oh, it helps out a lot of things. Toasted Parmesan?
This one I'm guilty of. Overcooking your pasta. It's supposed to be served a little al dente.
No, I don't like it al dente.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be. I know it's supposed to bring out the flavor. But, like, dude, it's pasta. So the flavor is going to be probably what I'm eating with my pasta. But, yeah, I don't like that little bit of crisp.
I think it's more important in the Kraft box of macaroni and cheese not to overcook those noodles. I think that's the one place you want to be very, very careful.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, it depends on the noodles. You try to, like, I don't know. I knew somebody that got chickpea noodles. They're not good.
No, they're not noodles.
Right.
They're chickpeas.
Yeah, and also pasta comes in different forms. Remember, always educate yourself. If you're eating spaghetti, call it spaghetti.
And there's different pastas for different types of sauces.
That's exactly it.
Cutting your spaghetti up into pieces. I don't know an adult that does
this. I mean, that's a kid.
But it would be really good to go to an Italian restaurant and do it.
Just do it. Just
on a first date. And then just take those little diced up bites.
I mean, I'm sure there's people that do it, and I guess it's efficient. But I just don't know an adult that does this.
No. I mean, it's just for kids, because if you ever watch your own kids trying to eat long pasta, you will get angry.
My stepfather's family was Sicilian, and when they, like when my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather would eat pasta, they had a pearl twirled fork that they would use.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a perfect cylinder, so they could spin it. And then both of them used the bottom of the spoon as in their other hand.
Yeah, that's how you
twirl
into, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, into the spoon. With the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I always throw it in a bowl. But
you ever try to teach your kids to do that? Again, just cut the goddamn pasta.
Yeah.
I almost left the restaurant trying to teach my daughter to do that. Just watching like, oh, my God, it's not that hard.
I will say, as a head chef, one thing I love is a thin spaghetti.
I do, too.
Cappellini or angel hair?
Yep.
I'm down with the angel. I don't know why, man. Since I became an adult, I like angel hair more than regular spaghetti.
And the other one the other one I like is rigatoni. Like, two totally different ends of the spectrum. Sure. Like, the biggest one they got and the thinnest one they got.
Ooh.
Yeah,
man,
I like it all.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thin or thick, I'm in.
Right, let me eat it.
All right. Someone got a bunch of data from Yelp, and basically they talked about the most common pizzas in all 50 states. Can you guess what the winner was?
Pepperoni.
No.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Okay.
Really?
Cheese pizza ranked first in 29 states. It's especially popular on the East Coast. But I also think on the East Coast, again, this is like we were talking about, try the meat before you sauce it. Like, you got it. For me, you have to try somebody's plain cheese slice to judge the pizza.
Right. You are on the tip of only mustard on a hot dog and all the other unwritten rules of how you're supposed to eat something. Traditionally, the litmus test of pizza is a plain slice of cheese pizza. That's how you know if the place has great pizza or not.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Chicken, super popular now. Barbecue chicken pizza was number one in 7 states.
That's great.
I'm with you. A barbecue chicken pizza is delicious.
Used to get it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff was fantastic.
Let's see. There's 3 other chicken pizzas that made the list, too. In Delaware, they like the buffalo chicken.
I have not had a buffalo chicken pizza.
You have.
I mean, you put buffalo chicken anything, I'm going to eat it.
You have. Because I ate one with you in a studio in Baltimore.
It's been a while, though.
Right?
Yeah, it's like that's been over 15 years.
Someone points out, says, I bet a teeny tiny mouth guy cuts up his pasta. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. But he's also eating pizza rolls.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably
he's got
just
a little tiny party pizza.
Yeah. Let's Mama see. Chicken bacon ranch in South Dakota, and then grilled chicken white pizza in Maine.
That sounds pretty good.
All right. There was Meat Lovers came in number one in 3 states.
Are they what we think they are, like Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia or something?
You're close. Louisiana, Wyoming, and?
Montana.
Colorado. West Virginia.
By God, West Virginia.
They love that meat.
A couple other funny ones. White pizza came in number one in Alaska.
Huh.
And then in Iowa. In Iowa.
That's the only kind of thing it's best, Wyatt.
I don't know what's going on in Iowa, but they're into taco pizzas.
Really? I would love a taco pizza. Used to be a while Pizza Hut used to have a taco pizza and a cheeseburger pizza. Like, those are the two new crazy pizzas, and I love them.
Listen, I'm only repeating this because I've seen the commercial watching sports, but I think Domino's right now is featuring a taco pizza.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
That's the problem when you watch it on football. You just get bombarded by the same commercials.
Pizza, right.
It's a big truck. Pizza, beer.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, someone's pet monkey has been terrorizing a neighborhood in Tennessee.
That's such a Tennessee story.
It's a Tennessee story.
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, the monkeys of Tennessee. We're always talking about it.
Do people still have pet monkeys even after all the stories that have come out?
Oh, sure.
About the problems of having pet monkeys and how, guess what? They can just fly off the handle at any moment because they're a wild freaking animal.
I told you, I saw a monkey bitch slap a chick.
Right.
I mean, it was her monkey. She just said, don't laugh in front of the monkey was the basic message. I don't remember what I said. We're sitting at a dining room table. She giggled, and it was weird, man. Like, this monkey just snapped its head around, stares at her for like 2 seconds, and then lightning fast, this bitch slaps her and runs off the table. I'm like, we should go.
I don't want to live with that kind of pressure.
No.
He's really sweet as long as you don't laugh, so no comedy allowed in here.
He hates laughter.
The signature move is smashing your head on both sides with cymbals.
That's right.
Right. They're known to do that.
Someone snapped a photo of an RV pulling a car hauler, pulling a boat on the freeway. Have you guys seen this photo?
I saw the picture, and I did not read the story. I know you're not working on it, but correct. The question in the headline was, but is it illegal?
Right.
I don't know.
So it's an RV with a trailer on it. I forget the car that's on top of the trailer. It's like a smart car or like a Soul or something like that with a trailer hitch, and they're towing a boat.
They're definitely moving their entire everything.
Everything,
I don't think it's legal because it's a double chain there. I think you need a certain license to be able to have that one. Certain truckers are able to have more than one trailer. I don't think it's allowed in this state, but I know that it's allowed in others.
And also, they're professional.
Yeah, it's on a CDL.
Right.
On a CDL level.
Where is it at, Mike?
Pennsylvania. Thank you, Miles. I had no idea.
I just want to see the picture.
I was working on it. Don't worry about it.
It's a nuts picture. It really is. But I think, honestly, the answer to that question is some states it's legal.
I mean, it just doesn't look legal, but I didn't know.
As long as you have the license. I assume you need a license for that one. I would hope you need a license for that one. A drunk man in Ohio broke into a McDonald's at 1 in the morning looking for McNuggets and was stunned that nobody was there.
At 1 in the morning?
At 1 in the morning.
Okay.
At a McDonald's.
Fryers are turned off. You're right. SOL on that one.
The lights are off.
So was he disappointed? Because to me, that makes it an easier robbery. There's no one there to stop you.
Do Nuggets at McDonald's, they go in a deep fryer, or are they in a heating, warming oven?
I would assume they're in a deep fryer. I haven't worked at McDonald's. I worked at Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know Burger King, when I worked there, was in a drawer, an oven drawer.
Yeah, everything that we had was deep fried.
Hey, that's funny. I've never thought about that. Yeah, I just assumed.
I mean, they taste like they're deep fried. In my mind, McDonald's has the best chicken nuggets.
They've got fantastic chicken nuggets. Yeah. I love them. Absolutely. A woman in China brought 23 relatives on a blind date to test how generous her date would be.
Yeah. 23 relatives.
So, yeah.
So, I went on a date with her, and then she brought 23.
Correct.
To see if this guy was going to be nice enough to pay for her entire extended family's meal.
So, the answer is no.
They hook up on a blind date. He says, I'll pay for the meal. She says, all right, let's see how generous you are. Brings 23 relatives to the deal. He says, pardon me, I'm going to go use the bathroom real quick. And he bailed.
I don't know. How generous are you? Because I don't have sex with your mom.
Was this the first date?
Yes. $3,000 bill.
First of all, don't bring family on a first date.
Right.
Nothing about that story is okay.
So they got in touch with the guy. He paid for his portion of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're still on the hook for the rest.
And they should be.
There's not going to be a second date.
You brought 23. Yeah, that's on you.
I mean, if you want to test how generous he is, take a photocopy of the receipt to see how much he tipped.
I'm not marrying your entire family.
No.
They would be a part of my family, but I'm not marrying them. I'm not dating them.
Look, I'm not getting my
dining
money
with them, right?
And family, get your.
But look, if you've ever worried about the mooch in your family, just know that there's 23 of them in hers.
Right.
Well, we just want to see how generous.
Oh, we'd
he
love
is
to come on this date just to see if he'll pay for it. Like, no, you don't want to be involved.
Not to mention the person that's okay with that.
I'm hoping,
come on in.
I'm hoping that's not really a real story.
But I hope so.
By the way, we have an update on McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Very good.
We have posed this question. I believe Confucius was the first to ask this question. But here's your answer, Miles. So the McNuggets, they sit in the warming drawer until ordered. Then they are deep fried.
Okay. What in the hell?
Did that just fire by itself?
It really did. There's a ghost in the machines.
Whoa.
And I wanted to hear the Law and Order theme.
Damn it, that's going to come back on, too. Hang on.
Just do what you got.
It's doing things.
What is it doing?
Uh-oh.
I don't like
it. Uh-oh. You got trouble here.
This doggone thing is a touchscreen, and now it's just doing anything it wants to. I'm so sorry if anything goes wrong from here on out. This is not okay.
Use the mouse.
I'm going to use the mouse, but the problem is it's a touchscreen, and it's just setting off now. It needs to be cleaned. VD, where are you?
He left.
Damn it.
Hey,
yeah. This is bad. Okay.
That's okay. We're just getting our listeners back from the Seether show.
That's
so
right.
I know.
Okay. Anything can happen, folks. People on Reddit are sharing
Thursdays.
Goodness gracious. People on Reddit are sharing their and that came in at a great time too.
I thought Thrill hit it because you're just like, I've solved.
Okay, I did that one.
Damn it.
Just to mess with you.
Yeah, like we solved the nugget mystery.
We did indeed. All right, people on Reddit are sharing their wow, I'm old moments right now. And I've actually got the top seven that they chose for me here. When did you guys realize that you were old, Ted?
For me personally, honest to God, this is sad. Looking at the Playboy centerfold, right?
Okay.
You grow up, and they were always like 22, 23 years old. And then it hit me at one point, I'm like, oh my God, she's only 22, 23 years old.
Ah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, they stay the same age, but I have not.
This person says, when I spotted gray hair.
And pubes?
Down south.
I have one. I left it.
I don't think I have any yet. I'm okay with that.
They're coming in my beard.
When you get like hemorrhoids or something.
This one says, I had to explain to someone how we used to organize meeting up before cell phones. It was like I was explaining how to split an atom. Right. You had to call people and say, okay, we're going to meet down over here at 6 o'clock tonight. And then hope that they just showed up. And then if you showed up and they weren't there, you sat your ass in there and you waited for them to show up.
People were a lot more punctual, though, only because you did not have, not that it's an excuse, but you didn't have the ability to let them know you're running late.
Right.
So you did everything you could to get there in time.
When you were a kid, you waited for the pile of bikes out in front of somebody's house.
Right.
That's how you knew where your friends were.
Yep.
Miles, when did you know you were old?
Oh, God.
When he looked in the mirror.
Yeah, pretty much.
When he looked back at that video of the
of the
ho-ho holiday or whatever.
Yeah, probably. When I look at, like, I'll see, like, the light will hit the side of my head. I'll be like, that hair coming off the side of my ear is like an inch. I haven't even seen it. What's going on?
Let's see. These are people's responses on Reddit as to the wow, I'm old moments. This guy says, instead of growing facial hair to look older, I'm shaving it to look younger.
All right. Someone else chimes in and says you're old when you can't use a touchscreen.
Damn it. It's not me.
That's what an old guy would say.
The thing is just acting weird.
Actually, Zoom. Zoom is another one.
That's fair.
Because my kids just get on there.
Honestly, for me, I started panicking a little bit when I started looking at the age of football players. Like, Richard Sherman's only like a year or two older than I am. And that's weird to me right now.
It goes in like phases. That's a weird one. Like, at first you realize, like, every college kid is younger than, well, I just call them kids. Every college player is younger than you are.
Right.
Then you get to a point where, like, I'm at the point now where it's like, there's Tom Brady, what, Drew Brees, maybe, that are older than I am?
But the thing
and a
is,
kicker.
But I say,
some
like,
random
dude,
kicker.
Yeah, right.
Tom Brady's old, and I'm like, but I'm about 10 years older than he is.
Right. I find myself scrolling through TikTok, and there's all kinds, there's all manner of people all over TikTok, and I hate that I'm starting to look at those. Actually, I shouldn't say I hate it. I'm actually kind of appreciative of this, and I can look at this one, who's trying to be sexy and say, you can't be more than 15. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Stop. Put a sweater on.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Apologize to your mother.
That's right. You're better than this. People on Reddit are sharing their wow, I'm old moments. Number four says, when my son could outrun me.
Oh, no.
Right now, I'm still doing well.
Okay.
That's not going to last long.
I can outrun him.
That is not going to last long.
I can beat him in arm wrestling, but the days are going to come. You
man,
know
your
where.
Days are numbered.
Oh, I know.
Why do you think he wants to play video games with you all the time?
Oh, dude, I told you.
Dad, just push this button.
He's playing Rocket League, all right?
Oh, so, love Rocket League.
So I get the headset and all this, but I'm playing, and I'm getting into it, right?
Right.
I didn't realize how bad I was, but the way this particular thing works, you're playing as a team. There's three people on the team. The third person, he's talking to in the headset. For the most part, they're not conversing much, but I am part of the team. Obviously, his buddy realizes that the third member of his team, who is me,
is garbage.
Sucks.
Kind of sucks. So, but all I hear my son say is, oh, no, man, that's my dad.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I know what that
sorry,
was.
Sorry, guys. My dad wanted to play.
Yeah. He's really killing us.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, when did you find out that you were starting to get a little older, buddy?
I mean, the athletes, it's a big thing, but I don't know. In the last week and a half, I have aged a lot.
The last week and a half, you've aged a lot.
What happened?
Just being around all the kids? Your grandpa, Ted?
Yeah. My friend's kid, instead of calling me Uncle Ted, called me Grandpa Ted.
No, they didn't.
Oh, for real? Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Hear the full story on a brand new episode of the podcast.
That sounds now great. I'm going to go and download that tonight.
You will have a good laugh.
I will.
And then yesterday I got a new phone and I walked back into the store and said my code doesn't work. She goes, did you hit the okay button? Oh, God.
I didn't. Oh, that's an old move.
Yes.
Someone else says, I knew I was old when I said my favorite band is Pearl Jam because they're 30 years old.
Oh, God.
That's right. Off ramp today, right?
These are the moments people on Reddit realized that they were getting old. Number three, when I went to a music festival and slept in a tent after 5 years of not doing so, I needed to get home and take a real shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any kind of physical activity where you just, you're ruined the next day. You know,
number two, I found myself grunting and groaning to bend over to tie my shoes. That just means you're fat, brother.
Just get Crocs.
Right. Just get Crocs.
You know what? I have just found the majesty of a slip-on shoe.
Sure.
I have my Georgia Romeos, and those are great for taking the dog out, because same thing. I don't have to bend down and force my feet into those shoes. They slide on like a glove. They're comfortable.
The kids now, you know, I have to take the dog out or something, so I stand up from the couch. I don't realize. I'm like, ah. But, you know, it's not like, are you all right? It's like, shut up.
Mike, for 10 years, I did a morning show. I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I would not wear shoes with laces because I couldn't see and I was too tired to tie them.
Oh, no.
So I just slipped them on and drove my car and went to work.
And this is the number one response from somebody on Reddit saying that they found out that they were old. He says, when I fell down at work and no one laughed, instead three people came running over to make sure I was okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Are you okay? Did you hurt
something? I missed the laughter.
Old man. Do we need to call anybody?
Sir.
Do you know where you are?
Mr. Sir.
What's your name? The pandemic has created a cheating crisis, but you'll never guess how.
How's that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to contest it online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.